I learned a lot from my dad, man. I learned a lot of parenting from watching my dad. I actually created something. It's a bunch of men here with women now. I created something called Daddy Day. And you guys don't know what Daddy Day is, I'm about to tell you. Daddy Day is when you tell your lady, you say, look, babe, don't worry about nothing today. I got the kids, you go do whatever you want to do. Sounds great. Sounds like the perfect plan, right? Go get a facial, massage, do what you want. Here's the bad thing about Daddy Day. I'm not qualified to watch my kids by myself. I'm not, but I understand that. I'm man enough to own up to that. The reason why, I don't have the patience that women have. Your patience is unbelievable. You guys can beat a kid, go back to reading a book, then you can go smile, get on the phone. I can't do that. I really get upset. I try to be nice. I try to start off nice when I'm trying to discipline my kids or tell them what to do. Hey, hey, no. Go, hey, come here, get off. Hey, no, look at me. No, hey, put the thing, hey. No, no, put, hey, come here, cause you're not, hey, motherfucker, but I'll punch you in the, God, please. My kids press my buttons. Kids make you angry. Kids can make you angry. I don't know why. My son, I'm gonna tell you what my son does to make me laugh. When my son get mad, he throw a temper. This is my son throwing a temper. It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life. I don't know what it means, but it scares me. All right. It's scary. I got scared one day, I thumped him. Stop. He's, I threw his equilibrium off. He didn't know what to do. My daughter's a different ball game, though. I don't know why, but my daughter got me wrapped around her finger. She's spoiled. I spoil her on purpose. I'm supposed to. I'm dad. Crazy thing, though, she knows she got me wrapped around her finger. Like, she know how to play me and her mom against each other. It's amazing to me. Like, the other day she came into the room, she hit me with the soft voice. She was like, Dad, can I have a cookie? I was like, yeah, baby, come on, let's go get a cookie. I grabbed my daughter's hand, I start walking towards the kitchen to get a cookie. Out of nowhere, all I heard was this, don't give her no cookie. It scared me. I didn't know what to do, I just stopped, I stayed still. Because I didn't know who said it. I was like, Jesus, why would you say that? She can have a cookie. I'm gonna tell you how smart my daughter is. My daughter's so smart. She didn't fall out. She didn't have a tantrum. My daughter looked at me. She was like, Dad, I thought you was the man of the house. When she said that, I didn't know what to do, so I got mad. I snapped. I was like, what you mean she can't have no damn cookie? Well, why would you buy the cookies if can't nobody have a cookie? I'm shutting the whole cookie operation down. That's what I did. You know how I shut it down? I got the cookies, got a ladder, put the cookies on top of the refrigerator, then I hid the ladder. Reason why I need the ladder, because we small in my house. You need a ladder to get to everything. Don't judge me, sir, just because your arms are longer than mine. I'm a human. You know what else makes me laugh about my daughter, man? My daughter, she got friends now. She had the age where she got other friends. 4 or 5-year-old girls running around the house. I babysit them, I watch them by myself, I don't mind. It's a lot of pressure, though, watching other people's kids. A lot of pressure. Nothing worse than giving somebody back their baby messed up. You ever get somebody back their baby in a condition that they didn't give you that they didn't give you the baby in? I'm talking about to the point where you gotta explain something to them before they see their baby. Hey, wait, real quick before you see your baby. Your baby had 2 eyes, right? Okay, all right. Long story short, gas went off in the kitchen, blew your baby face off. No, everybody else ran except your baby. Y'all don't run in your house? No?
My 4th day teaching, I was so excited as I was going through to be a teacher. I really was. I was like, this, I just remembered my teachers. They were so awesome. My 4th day in Toronto, I'm teaching a grade 7 class. Very excited. Saw this kid, he came in late and he was this big, 12 years old, looked at me and said, did you take my f-ing shoe? Now, I didn't know what to do, because I never heard a kid curse. In my generation, you'd get hit. Teachers could hit, and they took that away. I didn't know what to do, and any teacher out there will tell you, there's nothing you can do. He can stand there as he did for 20 minutes and curse at me all he wants. I don't realize, this is how I'm standing, right? I'm standing like a big teapot. Now, this isn't the best approach. And you're trying to talk back without cursing, because we're not allowed. You're like, you will not say that. You say, go to the office. So you go to the office. So then I buzz the office. It's as close as I can get. So I go over to this PA system, and I'm eyeballing him, right? Like, I'm trying to get some fear in this kid. He's not afraid of anything. I don't know what to do. They don't even know me in the office. I'm a substitute. I've been here for an hour. It's my fourth day. There goes all the excitement I had. So I buzz the office, and I said, yes, I'm sending down a student. He yells while I'm talking, I'm not going. He's not coming, so. Listen, I've only been doing this for 4 days. I don't want to do it anymore, all right? So I'm going to quit. I know you don't know me, but I'm quitting. So can you just tell somebody in there that I quit? I just quit, buddy, so I'm going to knock the f*** out of you in 2 seconds. Yeah. No, I didn't do that. I just stood, waited for help.
You know what? My theory is any immigrant parent will beat their kids. If your parents weren't born in the country you live in, they'd beat your ass when you were growing up, man. God forbid you look stupid in front of Canadians. I'd be doing something dumb. My dad would go, hey, don't do that. You look like an idiot. That's for the Canadians to do. Immigrant parents will beat their kids, man. And white kids that never got beat, please do not hang around immigrant kids. Because you'll get us killed, man. You know why we hang out with you? You give us all the wrong ideas. I remember hanging around this one white kid, Ryan, when I was 10 years old. I went to his house after school one day, right? Walking to his house. His parents never beat him and they never even yelled at him. He could do anything he wanted. Nothing was going to happen to him. And he was an angry kid. We walk into his house. His mom goes, Ryan, go clean your room. Go to hell, bitch! His mom goes, what am I going to do with him? Beat his ass! I go, Ryan, you can't talk to your mom like that. Yes, I can. She's a stupid bitch. Don't say that, man. She'll hit you. No, she won't. She's not allowed to. The hell are you talking about, man? My parents hit me. Well, next time they try it, you tell them to go to hell. Are you sure? Positive. So I went home. For the last time. I walk in the house. My dad goes, Russell, come and do the dishes. Go to hell, Dad. What the hell did you say to me? I'll beat your ass. Somebody gonna get hurt real bad tonight. And that was my dad's threat too. Right before he'd beat me, all the time was, hey, Russell, somebody gonna get hurt real bad. I hated that threat. You know why? Because he'd always say somebody. He'd never tell you it was you. I mean, you knew it was you, but he'd give you that hope and then take it away. Hey, Russell! Somebody gonna get hurt real bad. Somebody. I'm not gonna say who. Oh, I think you might know him very well. I'm in the back praying. I hope it's my brother, man. Please. Saw that little brat Ryan at school a few days later, man. I was like, yo, your little plan never worked, man. Oh, sorry, man. I forgot to tell you the other half. You gotta threaten to call Children's Aid. You sure? That's the one, man. You call Children's Aid, he's done. They're going to take him away. He's going to get in trouble. I'm trusting you, man. I was about to get my next beating. I said, don't do it. Don't do it. I'll phone Children's Aid. You ever had your parents call your bluff? You'll do what? I'll phone Children's Aid. Let me get you the phone. What are you doing? If I phone them, you'll get in trouble. I might get into a little bit of trouble. But I know that it's going to take them 22 minutes to get here. In that time, somebody's going to get hurt real bad. You guys have a lot of fun. Enjoy the rest of your show. Thank you.